How long is yours? Your resume? One page? 15? Does it make any difference? I'm Jody Phillips. How long should a resume be? Tomas was a candidate from Eastern Europe, and he plopped his 72-page version on the corner of my then-movable desk. Then, there was Crystal. She's a freshly minted grad who could only find enough to say about herself to fill half a page. Tomas and Crystal's extremes, I think, are pretty obvious. If you want to know what's ideal, I'd say 1 to 4 pages. So when's it 1? When's it 4? Well, how much experience do you have? And what level are you working at? If you're like Crystal and you're just out of smarty pants you, 1 well-crafted page, maybe 1.5 pages ought to do it. On the other hand, if you're like Tomas and you're a senior VP of engineering with 20 years of experience, you can take the max. And in between, well, you know, in between is in between. So you've got a degree like Crystal, but maybe you've got a little bit more experience than her. 2.5 for you. Maybe you're a middle manager with 7 years experience. Go to 3 if you need to. I mean, there aren't any hard and fast rules about where you have to land in those 4 pages. But how do you know when to stop? Because that's key. Relevance. If you do move into double digits, are you staying relevant? Is your resume well-written, well-edited? Personally, if it's double digits, I don't think it can be relevant. I'm Jody Phillips.